people, too much in a regular, violent people.
It'll fight you if you have to fight, because you can't get no other way out of it. It'll pick you up if you're lying. It'll feed you if you're hungry. And at the same time, if he owes you a dollar, he'll pay it. But when push comes to shove, you what? He's made it himself. He's just not interested in what. For who you come from?
You know, when you get out like this, I get a name among strangers or somebody like going to move them all. you feel a lot better.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
Well, the big thing is they treat me kind of like.
Now they're enterprising, you see, and vigorous, and do things. Well, you say that's all you want, yeah. But the family still don't hold together.
No, nobody's family's holding together. Nobody's family's holding together. Whose family is? Yeah. Look at Bubba Rockefeller. How many divorces has he had?
That's right.
Look at Nelson.
Let me
tell you.
Yeah.
The only one I know of, Billy Graham, hadn't divorced yet. Nobody's family.
Well, he's on rocky ground. If he were to, look at the foundation would go.
So, as I say, that is no rule of thumb. That's right clear. You cannot say that most of our divorce today is they let it. Your old family of 400, the social order, led this thing. They started it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that has hurt our country more than anything else has been the low-bred stuff that's come out of Hollywood. Look at all our screens today. Look at all our movie screens. Right up. And our churches are condoning it. Now, as I say, I think the church is a good thing. I have been. I'm not a denominationist. I don't belong to any church. I got my name on the Baptist rolls down there when I was very, very young. I got to go.
Let me see now.
I'm going to go to work Monday.
Monday.
I'm going to start fast. That's how most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what to do. You just move you until you find the top there.
Well, let me tell you, your headquarters here?
I don't. My headquarters is in the trunk of my car. No, my official headquarters is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you have to have a place to. So you know your family. In the vote mode. But I'm kind of like, except I do a different thing inside. I'm a freelance operator. I haven't worked for a company or nobody in so long. Try to tell you what I am, what I do. I'm more or less of a design. I find a building, sell him on the idea of contributing, updating. So I'll come up with a design. Then I got the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
They build it. And then sell it.
You mean you do all that?
They do all that. And then sell it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just cash out and sell it. Now, heretofore, for the past several years, I've had to go first. I used to farm this out, take this to a job, too. So, boys, what do you do this job for me for? So and so. A lot of shops had financing. I've had to sell my own financing.
Mm-hmm.
The past several years, so I missed the shop in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
In financial trouble. And we don't have consumer financing in the state. We don't have it anywhere. I haven't had it for several years because interest rates don't have. So, but then the shop that I'd sub it out to some shopping area. And then when the job was done, I'd collect the money, you pay them $6 and five. But for the past several years, I've had to, a lot of them I've had to buy my own labor, buy my own materials. And there again, most of the shops are in POD. I'm kidding. I like your father Cookie. He came by a car in the car. He's on POD. That's POD and FOB. Tax on delivery, I'll tax it on back.
So we still
I will leave, like I said, it's been a long time to overcome this thing. When a man's lost confidence in you, he just came up to you, you know.
You mean something like white
lights,
something like that?
White lights, it went for him to die. And he, I don't mean that just to want to go to cookies, but that is a problem we got.
Sure.
That's a problem I got.
Sure.
My shop, the ones I use, I have to underwrite them too. They will not sell them to them. It's not one or two, it's mixed. Okay, that's what I was telling you today. One thing my daddy told me, your good credit is one of the best business assets you've got. If you can pick up, I can pick up your telephone. If I'm in there, I can find a big man, put my cell phone in the back of my house, just made a nice account. Pick up your telephone, most famous flyers, or even pay the collect calls. What do you want this job?
Mm-hmm.
No plan, no nothing. They're never going to get the money. They know it's possible I'm going to take the 2% discount. They're going to get paid until they know. So those 2% are paid down for the other year. That's business.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. 2% on $100,000 every year, that's $2,000. That's all there is to it. That's just all there is to it. If steel shop, Paul Ross, waiting to sign it, he's uncreated. If job are put up and signed, then yes, he's uncreated. The steel that I had got shipped to start from, it burnt up. I had to make an arrangement. He said, the steel got their money.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, that is the problem we've got.
It's that
money.
Now, you wouldn't be surprised, you see, but here we are, we have the strongest nation in that
smith. It's that business from business.
Oh, I know.